me, sir. I'm a little lost.
It is a big town, you know.
Oh, anyway, good morning. 7:40, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. Buddy. Let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Want to start that career? A place that grows with you, has great starting pay, awesome benefits. Look no further than special-lite.com. Get started on that new career today right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what are your go-to background noise shows?
I love this topic.
No, and I think it's interesting, too. And I think as we've progressed as a species and always having something to keep our attention, whether it's our phones or our laptops, our tablets, our iPods, and this, and TV, it's almost like we need that buffer from the silence. You know
something,
what I mean?
I definitely enjoy something in the background to fall asleep to.
For me, it changes. I kind of you'll finish a season of a show, and then you'll go back and watch another one. Then you kind of do like a circle, like you start somewhere and then you get back to that once you rip through all of them. I've been doing Duck Dynasty has been my background noise show as of late. Throw that one on. What's nice is YouTube has all the episodes, so you just start an episode and then it'll just run through.
See, here's the problem, though. It's like if at least like Netflix will ask you, are you still watching? Because if you do it on YouTube, man, it'll keep going and going. You'll miss a full season.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like, wait.
Oh, no, I fell asleep. Which episode is it on?
Hold on a second. We'll go back. We'll just do it. That one or Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a good background noise show because I've seen it. Yeah. The full season like four times, like start to finish. So it's like now you just throw it on. It's there. Or the Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith, is another good one.
Hey, Andy. I love that. Andy Griffith is the greatest show.
Aunt B is a babe, so I always like having her on.
Brock has a thing for Aunt B.
Damn right I do. So those are my, and again, there's so many that you can just throw on.
Aunt B. All right, so I got a few different scenarios, man. If I'm going to sleep, I know I'm going to be passing out. So, there's two things. One is it's Twilight Zone is always on when I'm like trying to take a nap or something. It's like late at night or early in the morning or something. So Twilight Zone, and there's something about it because it's black and white, and it's just I don't know.
That's why you're having weird dreams about Justin Timberlake. You know, my God,
probably. There's another YouTube channel a guy has. It's called Mr. Nightmare, and he basically just it's like scary stories that people submit. So they're like real stories. And this dude just narrates him. And it's perfect to like just put on in the background. I don't know why. Something odd.
What is wrong with you?
I know, it's kind of murdery.
Mr. Nightmare?
Yeah, Mr. Nightmare. I'm telling you, it's entertaining. And the real stories, which makes it better. Here's another one. If I'm not trying to go to sleep, for some reason, anything on the ID channel. Dude, I'm getting real murdery today, aren't I?
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you just take a... I don't want to hang out with you for a while, okay?
You know,
get real stabby down, over there. All right.
There's something about the idea. So here's the thing. I got to meet in the middle. All right. So what? The wife and I are always, you know, up in the living room. What are we going to watch? I don't want to watch a Lifetime. You know, that's really what she wants.
Yeah.
You know, I can ask her, hey, what do you want to watch? I know what she wants. She wants to watch Lifetime. Yeah. Right?
She's baiting you.
Right? I know. I got to meet her in the middle somewhere. And the ID channel's perfect because it's not like full blown Lifetime. It's still kind of still. I don't know. You know, I can't watch like some manly channel.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to find that middle one. So she enjoys the ID.
Even the Discovery is almost a little too manly for it. You know, we got to find something in the middle. ID is perfect.
All right. Well, again.
It goes on in the background a lot.
If I see you holding a knife, I'm going to assume the worst. Okay, so you just.
Yeah, you're right. I need to get away from these shows, man.
Once you watch
me, happy.
Watch me TV or something, all right? Just calm down.
Me TV.
Good answers, buddy. Good answers. I like it. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What are your go-to background noise shows? I wonder if anybody uses us as background noise.
They're all reading right now.
That's right. Yeah. These idiots. All right. We'll be back. Stick around. Good morning. 7:51, Brock Hunter.
Good morning. Here we go. All right.
Your topic for today. What is your go-to background noise show? You know, what do you put on to keep the deafening, horrid silence of loneliness, that void in your life? What do you do to keep that at bay?
You know?
We got some great answers on Facebook. Some that I'll need to add to my arsenal. Chrissy said, Friends, The Office, Big Bang Theory, That dude, 70s Show.
Dude, four. Does she have any more?
No, that's it.
Four in a row I don't like.
You don't like That 70s Show?
Dude, like I like most shows, and those are like the only four, and she hit all four.
You don't like that 70s Show?
Well, it's not that I don't like. Okay. I don't mind That 70s Show. But it's not a go-to for me. I'm not like, if I'm scrolling through the menu and I see it, I'm like oh, That 70s Show. No, I don't do that.
Dude, I don't know if we can be friends.
Big Bang Theory? Not a chance. I don't get, dude.
What about Big Bang Theory without the laugh track? How about that? There you go.
The laugh track. Dude, people are laughing when you shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry. What was the other one?
Friends.
Yeah.
But again, that's a more female, you know,
it is
targeted show. So
why is it the great? It's like the great. That's another thing that bothers me. It's like it's the greatest show that was ever made.
I think maybe just
I'm like, is it?
A lot of shows are based on that style, you know. So
what was the other one?
The Office. The Office.
Same thing. A lot of people love that show.
Office is a good background show. I think it's gone a little too far now because, like, the fandom has gotten a little cuckoo. I mean, people are obsessed with it. But, I mean, I don't mind throwing that one on. I don't mind throwing that one on. So, let's see. Nick said ESPN or The Office. ESPN has to be one of the greatest just back. I don't think anybody's actually heard anything on ESPN. It's just there in the background.
I'm pretty sure that's they know that, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
like this is going to be on the background, you know, in bars, houses.
They could be reading Joseph Stalin's manifesto, and people would be like, oh yeah, it's on. It's
fine. Dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. That's all I hear. Dun-dun.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see.
ESPN. They need to change that. ESPN.
Oh, dude, that'll be there forever. That's burned into everyone's brains.
Yeah.
It's like EA Sports.
I hate that boy. Geico. Nobody talks like that. What is that?
That guy does. That sports
ESPN.
Guy.
ESPN.
He's made a fortune doing it, too, so.
Brought to you by. Geico. Oh, my God.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Actually some real small squirrely guy with a high voice who's just really good at throwing it.
Brought to you by...
All right, guys, I think that was a good cut. I'm going to go home. Kathy said golf or just let HGTV run. HGTV is another one. That's
HGTV.
Good.
HGTV.
Yeah.
I don't watch that much. What is it?
That's just all the home.
Home stuff?
Yeah, it's all the building, the Property Brothers, and this old house, and all that stuff, yeah.
Anybody say PBS? That's got to be up there, right?
Not as much anymore because we have so many options now. Back in the day, we didn't have all those
options.
I love
PBS.
Oh, yeah, it's great, man. But see, back in the day when we only had the Farmer Five, you know, in my day when we only had the Farmer Five. No.
You know.
Let's see. Andy said Seinfeld. See, here's the problem with Seinfeld is I always end up sitting and watching it.
Well, exactly. It's not really a background for me. I put my phone down. I'm like, this is
great.
Seinfeld's great, dude.
Let's see. Jivvy said that 70s show, Family Guy, Futurama, Archer. Family Guy for sure, because what season are they on? Like, I've lost track now.
Me too. I was really into Family Guy when it first came out, and they kind of, I don't know, I haven't watched it in a while.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
That's actually a really popular answer for a lot of people. A lot of people said Family Guy.
And,
yeah, Futurama. American Dad.
Simpsons probably got to be up there too, growing up.
Let's see. Mary said anything on murderers, usually the Oxygen Channel.
Hey, what you doing? You want to come over?
You guys are weird, man. I can't get
dude,
that.
I'm telling you. There's a show way back. You know what started it? A show called I Almost Got Away With It. The wife and I couldn't stop watching these episodes, man. And then we're like, oh, yeah, the ID channel is basically this. This is what it is.
Yeah.
So we got onto the ID channel. Now, I don't know. There's something about it, dude. It sucks you in.
Why? Well, I don't know. Like, I guess
I don't know. Because it's like true. They're like true stories, you know? And it's like there's some crazy people out there, dude.
But a lot of true stories are like, oh, well, the wife just couldn't take it anymore. So when her husband came home, she gave him a bowl of poison ointment. Like, you understand it's putting ideas in your wife's head. She's going to murder you.
I know.
All right.
That's a thing. I'm like, we should turn this off once in a while.
That's what's going on with the world. We're all watching these murder shows, and it's doing something to our brain. That's all I'm saying.
I don't let her fix me drinks anymore.
What'd you say?
Makes me nervous.
What was that powder you put in there? Oh, no, it was vitamin C. I'll put a little vitamin C in there.
Kool-Aid? Is this cyanide?
Forrest put Below Deck. Have you ever watched that just horrible train wreck of a show?
No. God. Below Deck? What is it?
It's a reality show about people.
I really don't like it.
That work on like these high-end charter ships. Like, not like big cruise ships. Like, it's like a fancy yacht you can go with your friends. Okay. And then they do like, yeah.
Sounds interesting. What's wrong with it?
That's terrible. It's just terrible. It's just like anything. It's like taking the Kardashians and throwing them on a boat. It's reality TV, and it's just garbage. Just garbage.
That's why I like documentaries, man. You know?
You like murder documentaries, people murdering people.
Murdery documentaries.
Right. You throw on Family Guy for a little bit or something like that, all right? Starting to worry about you. Anyway, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show.